As a matter of fact, she's still living, isn't she?
No, she died in 76.
In 76. But I know, I knew that...
Very recently.
Yes. But I've never heard of any papers coming. She lived away from here for so long. Right. The only thing that is here is the... it's the Peter Parnell Fund, from which we get money. Mm-hmm. The Rover Society has gotten money from it. So it happens that it's the person who feels very favorably toward libraries who's the president of the fund. And so he's very generous about giving them to us. But I doubt that there are any here. Now, where they went, I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if it might be one of the Eastern universities if they were given away. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is her husband still living?
That I don't know.
I think he died before she did, but I'm not sure. Can you remember what his name?
Anderson, it began with an A. Pretty sure. Anderson, Allenson?
No. He was a director or an actor.
Yes. He was a director. He started as an actor and then was a director of,
I should feel bad.
Okay, her husband was Guthrie McClintock.
Oh.
And he was a director in the Jesse Bond Stella Theater that was in Buffalo. That was when they first married in 21.
Isn't that strange? That name doesn't seem right to me at all. I thought it was a better known name.
Hmm.
Huh. Why don't you check that?
Oh, I know this is correct.
Oh,
what might
do?
Have
all
happened
right.
is that she might have remarried later on. And
I
only took
she
this
might
to
not.
The 30s, to the late 30s with her. So it could be in later life she remarried.
I just wonder if she might not have, and a better known person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was an actor, but I'm not positive.
Uh-huh. That's quite possible.
The name Alexander comes to my mind, but I can't. Last name of Alexander.
No.
Doesn't mean anything to you.
How are we doing on time here?
We're doing okay. I'm timing the tape also.
No. Mm-hmm.
That's why I keep watching it. I wanted to run out. We know that the four-volume biography or autobiography of Mabel Dodge Lewin is here.
Oh, yeah. She's the real character.
Right. but apparently the only kind of contact that she had with other women in a romantic way was some kind of interchange that occurred with Violet Chiletto when she was very young and was in school in France, and then she came back to Buffalo again. But any of her later contacts, of course, in her later life, she knew Gertrude Stein, and she knew
yes.
all sorts of people. But she was out of Buffalo by that time, so it would not affect a Western New York history.
Yes.
You know.
When she wrote that, those volumes of Buffalo, everyone was scared to death. And evidently, she was merciless in her remarks about them, too.
Oh, right. And she was merciless in her remarks about Buffalo. Totally.
Yes. Yes. Right. But that was before I ever came here.
Mm-hmm.
So I not only by gossip or conversation.
Sure. Of course, we knew those existed here, and I found those four volumes at the university. I know they're reference copies here. But we were just looking for any other kinds of biographies or papers that could lead us in some kind of
direction. I wish I could help you on this, but I don't think that I can. I'll tell you later if anything comes to mind.
That'd be great. Another problem was I hate dealing with the librarian at the Historical Society, if it's still the same one who's been there for the last few years.
I've heard that time and time again.
Just insufferable.
I've heard it time and time again. And I don't understand why.
Okay.
Because he's groveling when I'm out there.
Sure. Right.
And I don't see why he shouldn't be decent to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard that from...
Yeah, he's a creep.
Yeah.
Whereas, on the other hand, the librarian at the Museum of Science is wonderful.
He wasn't to me the other day.
Really?
I don't know what happened. I think the president had gotten to me in some way. Because the president doesn't want me to have anything to do with that library out there.
That's interesting.
I went in and asked him a question. I think he may not have recognized me, as he said later. I know what happened. The president came in and started talking with me. And then some other member of the board came in. And then he loosened up. Now, previous to that, he'd always been very nice when I talked with him. And I'm not trying to push anyone around. I'd be glad to help him in any way that I could. Yeah.
He's really a very nice person. He's an old friend of mine.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
But I just didn't understand this way that he was, unless the president had said to him, now don't let any of those other board members talk to you, type of thing.
That could be.
Okay. Well, if you find
I will be seeing him, I'm sure. We're going to be getting together soon.
Because I'll be very careful, just for his protection, about talking to him from now on. But I've been around looking at various exhibits, and went upstairs, thought, well, I might as well go up in the library and see how they're doing. Maybe I started in the wrong way, because I said to him, has George Goodyear talked to you? Because George is concerned about the amount of stuff that is lying around there that just doesn't seem to be organized at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're understaffed. But George would want to try to help out on that sort of thing if that were the case.
Mm-hmm.
But he just jumped like that and he said, no, no. And I said, well, I know he hasn't been recently because he's in Florida for 4 or 5 months. And he never comes back until May.
Mm-hmm.
But I wondered if he'd had conversation with you before. No, he hadn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's possible somebody else got to him. So I'll make sure to mention it when
He's impressed me as being a very nice person.
Yes, he is. He worked at the Poetry Library and
did he?
Yeah, under Mr. Gay, and also worked for New York Public for quite a while.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So why is he there? Which is...
Well, he came back to Buffalo to accept a position with the Poetry Library.
Oh.
And I believe that eventually he and Mr. Gay were at odds about how it should be run. Of course, Mr. Gay came through Robert Graves.
Yes.
You know, through the collection and stayed with the collection.
Yeah. Now he's gone, though, isn't he?
Right. But by that time, Kurt had...
And he always was a very strange person.
Yes.
Very difficult.
Well, he was not a librarian, which was very... And he was so protective of that collection that if anybody breathed wrong in that room, he would go crazy.
Well, it is for preservation, but it's also for use.
Right. Well, it's not a monument. It's,
no.
You know.
No.
Literature, it's information. Well, anyway, we could go on about libraries.
Well, his family lives here, I presume.
Oh, Kurt's family?
Yes.
Yeah, right, he's from Buffalo.
Yes. And I think Jeffrey told me that he was, family has money, so the money, the salary doesn't make any difference.
No.
But then I can't see, if he's as bright as I think he is, how that could be much of a challenge.
I think it was a way to get out of the Poetry Library.
Oh.
Initially.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, of course, jobs are hard to get.
Right. Yeah. I don't know how long he will stay at this job, although New York Public is an extremely difficult place. The pressure is terrible.
Right? Yeah, it is. And it's in very bad way, too, financially.
Yeah,
I worked there. And you want to turn that off again for a minute?
Index from the public library and through different associations have found arts journals that came out of Buffalo, things of that nature. Is there any systematic body of literature about what's available in terms of local Buffalo history, local Buffalo journals over a span of time? Or do you know the person we should talk to within the library systems who is the expert?
Yes, I think you ought to talk to Ruth Willett. Okay. Now, she's been down there in the history department for quite some time, but of course McNally, who was her predecessor down there, was the head.
Mm-hmm.
Knew a great deal more, although I don't think McNally was really half so interested in local history as he was in genealogy,
mm-hmm.
Which I think was the wrong emphasis, but we don't keep controlling.
Yeah, right.
Now, I think the person that you might talk to in addition to Ruth Willett would be Lester Smith, who is the acting director of the Historical Society now. He is very knowledgeable and a very nice person. And he is a librarian also. He worked for National Archives for some years before he came back.
Mm-hmm. When we call him, shall we say that you suggested that we contact him?
Yes, you can. He and Paul Rooney are close friends too. They both worked at Sac Bowie, so that, in the old post.
Didn't we all? I came up as a page too.
Yes. Now, I don't know, Lester might get scared on the subject.
We wouldn't do that over the telephone.
No.
We don't.
He might be scared, but if you're asking a general question, such as you're talking about, mm-hmm. there I think he could be very helpful.
He might be a better way into the Historical Society information than that man. I don't even know that man's name. I block him. So, you know.
I don't. I do the same thing. I don't. I can't think of it.
Hal knows he's a little grubby person who yells at people. Oh, just seeing him with his staff made my blood run cold.
The immediate previous director didn't help matters either.
I don't remember that.
None.
Oh, right, yeah, I've heard some not too great things about him.
Now,
the librarian prior to him, was that Alice Pickup?
Pickup, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was the right name for her, too.
Yeah. what do you know or do you recall about her?
Oh, she was a fussy little gradually became old woman.
Uh-huh.
She was more interested in the detail than she was in any oversight of what the library should be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it may not have been entirely her fault, but they added all sorts of things that George Goodyear and I've been trying to get out of. Has no relation to local history whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But people would give them books from their attic, and so they just add them. They're running out of space. And so, that's what we were working on last summer, was to, George was doing most of the work. That's just about all I can remember. I never had a great deal to do with her personally. I was just too busy with other things. But I think that people from the Grosvenor staff and from the public staff and have difficulties with it.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, the person who was the Museum of Science for so long, I think her name, she was very good and very conscientious. She also was inclined to be thinking of the tail more than the larger things, but on the other hand, they didn't have very good directors either to push them and lead them.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I lost track of it. I was going to ask something. I can't remember what it was.
I got way off on side issues.
Yeah. It went on from Ruth Willett.
Ruth Willett and then Lester Smith.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess just generally, other than those people that we would contact for research material, can you think of anyone that you think would be a good person to interview, to get oral history from, who might have knowledge of the community? Anyone who is 40 years old or older?
You told me you knew Dr. Lester, didn't you?
Oh, I know who she is, and I've spoken with her. Mm-hmm. We're not friends, but yeah, I've met her.
Well, she might know.
Yeah, she might know. That's been off for some of this, for names, you know.
Off of Polk Street, which is the lower class of homosexuals in San Francisco. Pretty horrible looking people, a lot of them do. And I guess I was making some remarks about them, and we came to a corner where we had to stop the light, and he turned to me. He's 22 years old, and he said, "Are you homosexual?" And I said, "No, I'm not." No, I just met him a day or two before that. Mm-hmm. He's a friend, you see why I said this.
Sure. He's
a friend of Paul Rooney's older son.
Oh.
They were in school together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just about to say anything to him. What I should have said, Twain, was, "Are you?" But I'm I didn't do it. Then the time had passed.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a very interesting young chap. He called here, wanted to get in touch with Jim. And they said Jim was back down at Ithaca. And so then Paul said to him,
"Okay, this will go right over it."
All right. Well, and there may be other places you want to take things out.
Yeah, we're doing
it. Or I'm too much identified yet.
Right, right. We try to really keep a sharp ear out, because people relax sometimes a little too much.
Yes.
And forget. Yeah.
Well, at any rate, Paul said to him, "Why don't you look up Mr. Rounds? He's out there."
Okay.
And so on Sunday morning, he came to the apartment where I had been, but I was by then in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And whom does he meet but this great, big, burly Robert Atkinson, Jeff's nephew. And he is definitely gay.
Oh, this is Jeff
Mahaney.
Yeah, right.
So Bob rang to let him in, and came up, and Bob throws open the door and says, "Come right on in." And he came, and so he identified himself, and he'd come to see me. Really thought Bob Atkinson was I, but I can't believe that. And so Bob called me in the hospital. He told him I was in the hospital and said, "Why didn't he go up there and see me?" It wasn't more than a mile away. And Bob called me that he was coming up. And about an hour and a half later, the voice says, "May I come in?" Here comes in this 6-foot fellow. He has long, curly, very black hair. I mean wavy. And heavy black eyebrows that go all the way across. And very black eyes. And his name was Martin Brooks. This is San Francisco. And so he sat down and started talking just as much at ease, and all sorts of subjects of what he was doing there. He comes from Buffalo. And I thought, Martin Brooks and from Buffalo. He definitely has an Oriental appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't figure this one out. And so time went on, and he came to see me a couple more times. He was running errands for me. Just as nice as could be. He's working for the telephone company. He's getting on in years, and he's got to settle down. He's 22.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And wants to go to library school out there. And So conversation sort of stopped, but I said, Martin, I don't want to be personal, but I would like to ask you a question. I don't want you to be offended. And he gives a big grin, and he said, go ahead. And I said, you know, I can't figure out the name Martin Brooks, and you've got the appearance of having an Oriental strain in you, too. At which he smiled again, and he said, you know, I don't like most people asking it, but it's all right if you do. And he said, my mother's Japanese. And so the conversation went on, and I said, well, I guess that explains the Anglo-Saxon name. He said, yes, but you see, my father really is a Polish-American. He changed his name. And he is just as gentle as he can be, and I think he can walk through Polk Street and look at all the pornography and everything else and be interested in it, but just, what should I say, untouched by it too. I know. He lives with a woman in a nice apartment up just back of the cathedral on Nob Hill. And I said to him, how can you afford to live on Nob Hill? I said, that's as expensive as the devil. And he said, no, it really isn't, you know. And I said, well, it has to be. I've been up there, and I know all those huge new apartment buildings. He said, well, we don't live in one of those. He said, we live in a smaller place just back in the cathedral. And later, he took me up there, and it was a very nice apartment. But I think it probably is true to pay only $300 a month for it, which is almost unbelievable. But he lives with a woman, I would guess she's 35 or so, who is a teacher in Wisconsin, and she just doesn't want to teach anymore, and she's out there. She must have money, because she's going to law school, wants to become a lawyer. And evidently they have a very happy relation. I learned from her that she thinks Martin is just wonderful. He's neat and clean about everything, and never gets in the way as far as the kitchen is concerned, and sometimes they eat together, sometimes they don't. But I invited them both to have dinner with me after I got out of the hospital, and so they both came, and both of them had gone their separate ways over the weekend, and Martin had gone over to Berkeley to see some travel movies, and she'd gone someplace in San Francisco to see some other movies. And he asked her about what she saw, and she said, oh, it was very dull. She was not very interesting at all. He said, well, so was mine. He said, it's all about mountain climbing, and every time it's about mountain climbing. And he said, you know, it's just like going to a pornographic movie. He said, it's the same thing over and over again, just the faces change. Isn't that lovely?
Do you find that a lot of gay people that you have known over the years have gone to specific places like San Francisco on vacations because they know that those are like centers where they can relax more? And are there other centers like that?
Well, I suppose New York is too.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I don't know. I really don't. Bob Atkinson, for instance, had nothing whatever to do about going out there, and he isn't in San Francisco anyway, he's down in Monterey.
Mm-hmm.
But he was sent out there by Sachs, the manager of the store there. He goes to San Francisco on the average of every other weekend if he doesn't go to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. But most of their meetings, their store meetings, are down Beverly Hills, where he can live very well.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've got Robert starting to think about growing up, too. He can't go on as he is indefinitely. But incidentally, you know, Jeffrey knows everything about Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just as tolerant as can be.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, Bob is always toyed up and toyed us about his latest experiences or escapades, or when he comes home and he's doing it. And I know very well what he wants to do, because he'll stop at one point and he'll say, "I hope I'm not shocking you." What he really means is, "I hope I am shocking you."
Sure. You do that with family. Yeah, I would like to ask you, you know, about that a little later, because it really has nothing to do with the history, but it had to do with the position that was out under Jeffrey a while ago. And
oh.
Well, as long as we're doing it.